He's Bill Center. I'm Mike Grace, talking Padres baseball, getting you ready for the series with the Pirates, and very happy to welcome to the Cholula Hotline Tom Singer from MLB.com. He covers the Pirates. He can be found at Tom_Singer on Twitter. Tom, how are you today, sir?
Pretty good, Mark. How are you doing?
What's that?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Bill Center here is very excited to talk to you. But just real quick, curious about, one, Andrew McCutchen, what's the timetable on his return? And two, how is this team doing losing a superstar player like that?
Well, his timetable is still pretty much open-ended. They'll have to decide at some point this weekend whether they'll stick it out or put him on the DL. He's making progress. Took a couple swings today. Obviously not nearly game ready, but he's making a pretty quick recovery. As far as withstanding the loss of a superstar, you know, it's not just been him. They've been without Bill Walker and Pedro Alvarez this last series, and they've managed pretty well. They've kind of pulled together and stepped up, and they took 2 out of 3 from Miami.
Tommy, if you were a betting guy, would you bet that he is going to go on a DL or that he won't go on a DL?
Well, I tell you what, I'd say it's a toss-up right now, 50-50. You know, it's really interesting playing with a short roster. You can get away with it for a couple days.
Right.
But do it much longer. I mean, they did something Wednesday that was almost unheard of. They had two pitchers come to bat, even though they were technically already out of the game. We knew they were not returning to the mound, in a one-run game. And they got away with that. But, you know, I don't think you want to push that. You don't want to push it, like, too far with where that's concerned.
Do you think they can win without McCutchen in the lineup every day over the last month of the season?
I'm sure. Do they what?
Do you think the Pirates can win if they don't have McCutchen in the lineup every day?
Not long term, no. He's just too important to this lineup, both defensively and, you know, his bat. You're doing it on the short term. It kind of actually revitalizes the rest of the team because they know they have to step up and not do more than they're capable, but definitely pull together. You can do that on a short term where psychologically it's actually good for the team to show that they can succeed without, one guy in the lineup.
Right.
But long term, you go into a tailspin, and right away they start feeling that, you know, this is too much for us to do it without Andrew. So, no, I don't think they can do it long term, no.
What about the other two injured guys they've got? I mean, what's the prognosis, and are those spots fillable?
Only one of the other two is injured. Neil Walker's had some lower back tightness. He's probably closer to returning than McCutchen, so he's not a DL candidate. Alvarez has been on the bereavement list. In fact, he's back today. He's
okay.
He's not in the lineup, but he'll be on the bench. Once again, you know, it's really interesting. Since those three have been with the team since June 2010, the last three games, the first time, none of them have been in the lineup. So it's really unique to go to war without those former number one choices. I think we'll see Walker back in the lineup before we see McCutchen. And Pedro, you know, he's been having some performance issues, so who knows when he'll be back. In fact, you know, for the first time, he worked out at first base before today's game, so we may see him make a late-game appearance at first as gradually, you know, they consider making a position switch with Pedro.
We're talking to Tom Singer. He covers the Pirates for MLB.com and Pirates.com. Tom, were you a little surprised by the lack of movement at the trade deadline for the Pirates, or was there just not a deal to be made for them out there?
I wasn't surprised. I had a feeling all along that if they do make a deal, it'll be a major blockbuster-type deal, no bandage-type moves to fill here and there. They made a pretty strong play for John Lester, even stronger for David Price. But from the Pirates' perspective, the market just shifted because all they had to offer were prospects, highly touted prospects. But trade deadline market shifted in the sense that more teams were looking for major league players to replace the players they had to move. Tampa Bay being a great example. They knew they couldn't re-sign David Price, so they had to move him. But they got a couple players back who at least were ready to help them immediately. Price had no deal like that to offer. And even though GM Neil Huntington stepped up, kind of loosened his hold on some of his prime prospects, which I'm sure he hated to do. And at the end, he probably wasn't too disappointed that he got a no, even though he was ready to move some prospects. Like I said, the market shifted, and the Pirates do not have the depth at the major league level to make the kind of deal that Trice and Lester went for.
Tom, what's the mood been like in Pittsburgh after so many losing seasons in a row, to have last year and now be in the hunt again this year? What's the mood in Pittsburgh towards these Pirates, towards the future of baseball there? I mean, you're in one of the greatest ballparks there is, in my mind. What's the
Absolutely.
Mood in Pittsburgh?
Well, the mood for the future probably is less enthusiastic than the mood for the present. The fans are really rallying around the team. I hear that all three games of this series are sellouts, which would bring to 15 or 16 total number of sellouts this season. There were a lot of skeptics even as last season was unfolding, but by the time September and the short playoffs came around, the whole city was agog. And they pretty much maintained that feeling, which is the best part about the Pirates being back in the race. They're not disappointed. They're not disappointing all the teams that look forward to them at least being in contention again. In the long range, it's always a very cynical area because they realize the Pirates have payroll constraints. And as some of these mainline players gain more experience, they'll have to move them because simply they can't afford to keep them. Long range, there's less optimism than looking at for the next 2 months. Everybody's really fired up.
You know, Pittsburgh, always one of my favorite places to visit on the road. I love the ballpark. I love the city. The people are really nice. As a long-term Southern Californian, how's your transition been back to Pittsburgh?
It's been great. It's a totally different culture, obviously, but it's different, but it doesn't mean it's not as good. I've enjoyed every minute of it. The pace is different. The people are friendly, like you said. And, hey, I live 3 miles from the ballpark, and I got to watch out not to hit any deer on my way over here. So, you don't get that in L.A., believe me.
Hey, Tommy, good talking with you.
Hey, guys, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Enjoy the day.
Thanks so much, Tom. That was Tom Singer from MLB.com and thepirates.com. Some great Pirates insight there for us, so I really appreciate him joining. Thanks to Tom Singer on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula Hot Sauce, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap. For a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano, check out the green pepper sauce flavor today. We'll continue the show right after this.